Post-game with Martin Grubb, after the win over Telford, and after the week off, back into action, and it took a while to get going, but you got the win at the end of the night.
Yeah, I think we started very slowly, and I think we said that at the end of the first period, albeit we managed to score on the power play and get back to 1-1. It was very similar to the last time we had that week off, where it took us a while to get our legs going. Telford come with a game plan, and we're going to play a typical road game, and you know, I've got to give credit to Budgie for coming with that plan and knowing exactly how he wanted his team to play and try and stifle what's been a pretty free-flowing attack for us recently. So made it difficult for us, and a mixture of the time off and a bit of frustration kicking in made it a very, it was an ugly first period. But we spoke about a few things, and we knew we had to try and keep battling and just keep our legs moving and make good decisions. And we slowly started to get there a little bit in the second, albeit gave up a very silly short-handed goal that Smithy finished nicely. But we knew we had to get our noses in front. We managed to do that when Dunk scored. We no longer go that second period, and it was a case of then grinding out a gritty, sick and ugly win. And it shows huge character at the end of the season. These kind of results, nobody asks how you done it. They look at the score and the 2 points on the board, and that's probably all that really mattered in the end for us.
That third goal of Duncan's just last minute or so of the period, it's the cliche, but it's the perfect time to score. You go into the dressing room with your heads up, they go with your heads down, and that kind of showed the way that the third period came about.
Yeah, I mean, we'd been heavily out shooting them. We couldn't find a way past Dangy, and actually wasteful finishing, decent goaltending. There was a little break where they had some sort of problem, injury, I don't know, but kind of took some of the momentum away for us. They scored a shorty, but as you say, we scored at that really good time. I think it was just under a minute to go of the period. And I said to the boys at the end of the second, you know, I thought that 45 seconds of scoring to the end of the period was probably our best spell in that second period, because we had energy for that very short period of time. And we had to take that into the third, and first couple of shifts thought we were slack in the third, and then we started to find our way in, and obviously there was that bit of drama and whatever happened around the net and people getting kicked out of the game, which we tried not to involve ourselves in. Obviously it leaves both teams a bit short, but we just had to do what we had to do and let our hockey do the talking and try and stay away for the looking ugly again physical side of the game. We just want to keep playing the game the right way, and eventually we've come through and showed the good character that we needed.
And you sort of were playing short. You've got Deeside on Sunday night, and it looks like you are short going in. You're going to be even shorter. But Daniel picked up an upper body injury.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably going to come too soon for Dan. He's been looked at as we speak, and hopefully he'll be okay in the longer term. But you know, short term for tomorrow, probably be a bit tight, and he's going to be a bit sore, and we'll just have to gauge that as we are. But I think the problem we've got is that unfortunately all these injuries have come at the same time. We've got to live with that, we've got to deal with it. The one thing I said pre-game to the players was that the short bench, the injuries cannot be used as an excuse for us. Everybody has to deal with it at some point. We've been to places with 10 players before and won hockey games, so you know, it's going to be tough. I think Scotty's got a decent enough team down there. They work hard, they come in to play physical, and they finish hits, and I think the line he's on with the import seems to be putting up some numbers. So we know what we've got to do. We're going to have to go down there, we're going to have to play an ugly road game. We're going to be, as you say, we're going to be as short as we probably can be, and we'll go with a game plan, put a performance in, and still look to try and bring the 2 points home.
It hasn't got to the point of you or Scott taking the skates just yet.
No, thankfully. I think that's going to be drastic measures, but we've got to look at what we've got within our youth and our junior system, see if we can maybe promote a couple of guys. Some of the injuries may come back sooner than others. Obviously Mark Fowley's a longer term one, but you know, hopefully for next weekend's double header we get a few guys back, and we won't use it as an excuse. We'll just go in, we'll play with what we've got, and we'll make sure we play in the right way and try and win our hockey games.